With BookBeats, I'm Don Swaim. When Cornelia Nixon's novel, Now You See It, was published this past spring, it was hailed as a promising fictional debut. It's about a family, the Hooper family, told in seven interrelated stories.
I wrote it in short stories, partly because I like the short story form very much, but I was always thinking of it as a novel.
That's Cornelia Nixon. The family story is narrated by five different people, each with a unique point of view. The father, the mother, two of the four children, and the father's lover.
The shift in point of view like that and the sense of partial knowledge from only one person's point of view really corresponds to my sense of what life is like.
The story begins in the 1940s with the family on the way to California where the father is to teach at Berkeley. It ends in 1970 with the father's death. In between are the family's triumphs and tragedies. Nixon says the Hooper family is not like her own, but...
In the end, I told the emotional truth about my own life.
One of the characters in the novel is a cat with a decided personality.
He's in there as himself. Seymour the cat is a real cat. His name is Seymour, and he adopted me the year we lived in Berkeley.
Cornelia Nixon promises her readers that they'll be reading more about her fictional Hooper family.
You definitely are. I've written five more stories about the Hoopers that go all the way up into the present.
Little Brown published Cornelia Nixon's compelling novel, Now You See It. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Writer Cornelia Nixon on the creative process.
It feels wonderful to make something out of nothing.
Cornelia Nixon has created a fictional family, the Hoopers, who populate her beautiful first novel, Now You See It. The Hoopers are typical and extraordinary. One son becomes a campus revolutionary, another goes to Vietnam, the father takes a lover. The novel consists of seven chapters. Each stands alone as a short story, and in fact, most of the seven stories were previously published in small literary magazines.
Which is where most of the really good new fiction in this country first appears, is in magazines most people have never heard of, but they should, like Plowshares, Quarterly West, Black Warrior Review, all three of which published parts of this book.
Cornelia Nixon says short story writers write for recognition, not money.
Most writers now have to teach in universities because it's the way that we support ourselves.
Cornelia Nixon teaches at Indiana University in Bloomington. She commutes from her home in Chicago, where she lives with her husband, poet Dean Young. Nixon is understandably pleased by the reception to Now You See It.
It feels great. People are being so kind to me. I'm getting so much attention from all over the country.
Little Brown published Cornelia Nixon's bittersweet novel of the Hooper family, Now You See It.
I miss the Hoopers and would like to go back to them. Right at the moment, I have to prove I can write outside of the Hooper world, so I'm writing about something else now.
Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.